Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, July the 26th. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What a great day today is going to be. You know, right now we're in the process of watching what happens when somebody doesn't have a sippy cup with him, and he has a big cup of coffee, huh, Bad Bob?
Fortunately, it was a little cup of coffee, but yes.
Now, how many times is that I know of here in the studio that we have managed to drop coffee everywhere?
Well, yes.
Yeah, well, yes. But I tell you what, Bad Bob, here, do the weather, and you will save yourself. And you will be you will be set free. You will be cleansed. Do the weather.
Oh, my. Sunny today, and high should be about 94 degrees. Winds tonight, about 5-7 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, low around 60, mid-90s for tomorrow. Currently in Reading, we have 65 degrees with this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. Tonight is pizza night out there at Anselmo Vineyards. It's not only pizza, you can get other things on the on the menu, of course, but this is handmade, hand-thrown pizza cooked in a wood-fired oven. Not only that, but tomorrow night's music, Saturday night's music, great food, great ambiance, what can I say, on Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546. Okay, a lot of things have happened. The water wars have started. They want to build tunnels, my friends. They want to build tunnels to move the water. Well, Jim Nielsen's going to be on the show today at 7:30. We're going to be talking about that. And I tell you what, he has nothing good to say about this. LaMoffa has nothing good to say about this. And if you look at the Reading Searchlight, the editorial page that Bruce Ross writes the opinion on, at least I believe he did on this one, hits it right, the nail right on the head. We've got, if you want to get everybody in the North State, environmentalists, loggers, farmers, Tea Party, because they're all together. Yeah, I mean, the Sierra Club, every environmental group you can think of. They're trying to do this, and it's going to cost billions and billions and billions of dollars for a non-completed plan to do this. And they said, well, no, it's not going to cost the North State any water. Well, of course it is. Of course it is. Did Sacramento, they're Democrats, their mouths are moving. What's it mean? Yes, lies. But we're going to talk about that later. Right now, we're going to talk about the truth, and the truth that Susan Eastman is going to give us about Wall Street from the Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks and commodities are both higher this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 247 points at 12,921. The S&P 500 is positive 22 points at 1360, and the NASDAQ Composite is up 47 points at 2902. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford, positive 4 cents, trading at $9.01. ExxonMobil, up 46 cents at $85.70. Johnson & Johnson, up $1.25, trading at $68.78. Excuse me. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares, up 11 cents at $15.05. North Valley Bank, trading down a dime at $13 even. Bank of Commerce, down a penny at $4.11. Treasuries are lower along the curve. The 10-year note is priced to yield 1.44%. Over to commodities, gold is up $7.60 at $16.20 per ounce. Silver's positive 16 cents at 27. Crude oil up a dollar, trading at $90 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. You know what? It's a minefield out there on the market. So who do you want somebody to lead you through there? So the Wells Fargo Advisors, Susan Eastman and her cohorts are down there. And a cohort is good. A cohort is somebody that they work together and to with a plan to achieve. So Susan Eastman at Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive. Go on down there and see Susan and say, you know, what is going on and what should we do? She'll give you the right scoop. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. President Obama has started it. You know, when we said that everybody goes, well, he's not going after the weapons. Au contraire, and I have it in his own words. We're coming right back with that. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Nearly 20 years, SCVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, has recognized individuals and groups for outstanding advocacy efforts for our veterans. The 2012 CVAC Awards Banquet is this Saturday, July 28th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Redding, with social hour at 5 p.m. and a dinner and program starting at 6. A roast beef and chicken dinner will be prepared by Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and is included with your $12 ticket. Entertainment for this special evening, saluting our veterans and those who advocate for them, includes a brand new song by local musician Chris McCandless. You're invited to attend this special event this Saturday evening at the Reading Vets Hall. Tickets are available by calling CVAC President Julie Clausen at 241-4126 or stop by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office on Shasta Street in Redding.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:15 in the morning. Yeah. Got into revolution.
We don't get fooled again.
Yeah, we don't get fooled again. You know what? That ought to be the theme song of America. That's what ought to be. The theme song of America ought to be, "We don't get fooled again." You know, I was going to talk about one of our sponsors, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go right into this. Play that sound clip for me.
We should do everything possible to prevent criminals and fugitives from purchasing weapons. We should check someone's criminal record before they can check out a gun seller.
They do it!
Any mentally unbalanced individual should not be able to get his hands on a gun so easily. These steps shouldn't be controversial. They should be common sense.
All right. Now, first of all, Mr. President, and since you've got the whole Justice Department behind you, it is illegal for felons to have a weapon. Oh, really? It is illegal for fugitives to have a weapon. Oh, really? Yes, it's illegal for them to do it. They can't even buy ammunition. Don't you know that? Those laws are on the books. Those laws are already there. If you want to buy a weapon, okay, I'm a retired Marine, served my country so many years, blah, 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 blah. But I have, the big thing I don't have is a criminal record, unlike Bad Bob. But I don't have a criminal record. And so when I go in to buy a shotgun to go hunting, they do a background check on me to make sure that I am not a criminal, that I don't have all these things. I don't have a, restrictions on me from seeing, what do they call that thing, Bad Bob, where, you know, you get a, where you can't get near somebody.
Restraining orders.
You make sure that you're not up there for spousal abuse, anything like that. They check that. They wait 10 days, and then only then are you issued a weapon. Now, in some states, they can make that check right then, and instead of waiting, they can issue you a weapon. Once you pass the background checks. So see, you know, to say that, oh, I don't think, you know, I think that, you know, we should have these and people shouldn't be upset. Well, people aren't upset because they're already there. Don't you know that? Now, let's talk about people with mental illness. Of course you don't want to have people with mental illness to be driving a car, having a knife, or, you know, a gun. But how do you know that they have a mental illness, Mr. President? Unless they've been tested, right? So, are you planning on testing the population of the United States?
Part of that health thing, you know.
That could be. Hey, part of your health care is that you've got to be tested mentally to make sure that you should have a weapon. Or do you plan on every time everybody buys a weapon that they are tested?
You have to
also
pay
have
for
a mental test.
A psychologist check.
A psychologist, yeah. You know, here's another $100 because we need to sign off from a therapist to say that you are not crazy. Now, keeping stealing guns? Oh, you know, bad guys steal guns, they don't care. Bad guys have guns. They don't care. They don't go through all of the checks and all that. So what you said, of course, was just a throwaway line to an audience to go, oh, gosh, you know, we feel bad about Colorado. No, we should just all get together and agree on this. Well, we already have. You're just like, oh, but 20 years behind. Now, let's go to that other thing you said, though, about the mental illness, mental stress or post-traumatic stress. Oh, yeah, the military. Or people have been in the military. Everybody gets asked questions about if you have post-traumatic stress. Many of our servicemen from all the wars have post-traumatic stress. Does that mean they are a non-functioning member of society? No, of course not. It means that they have post-traumatic stress. They have dreams. Some things may manifest itself in one way. But they've also been tested. Are you saying that people that have post-traumatic stress disorder should be not allowed to have weapons? You said people with mental disorders. Is that where you're going with this? I think this is something people need to take a look at. If he's going for that, if he's just his throwaway lines like, hey, you didn't build your own business, you know, stupid things he says. If that was just one of those, fine, just let it go. I'm trying to figure that out. But something else he said along with that, and I quote, like most Americans, I believe in the Second Amendment guarantees the right to bear arms, but adding, AK-47s belong on the battlefield of war, not on the streets of our cities. Now, what's that mean to you? It means to me is that President Obama is saying is that, well, I think we need to take sporting rifles, AK-47s, off the streets. So if that's not the beginning of a gun grab, what is? I think somebody needs to hold him to that. Romney thinks, it says, you've said AK-47s belong in a battlefield of war, not in the streets of our cities. Does that mean you are going to go after the sporting weapons of Americans?
Not to be technical, but the civilian version is not called an AK-47. It's an SKS or an SK-47.
Makes no
right?
difference. Makes no difference. What he said is he's open. That was his first shot, and he's going after his base, saying, "Oh, AK-47s don't belong here." He's going on the assault weapon thing again, and he's going after the weapons again. Weapons he wants you know, that he alluded to in the first election but never said anything about, oh, what's he done about taking the weapons? What's he done against the Second Amendment? Nothing big. Of course, these treaties that they're trying to sign that could have a huge impact. We got to take a break. We come back. We have Jay on the phone. We'll be right back. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. You know, President Obama, you need to know what's going on around you before you make these statements that felons and criminals shouldn't have guns. Well, they're not supposed to. They just don't obey the law.
A hot summer night.
Signs, that's right, Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Side of Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on down there, Espresso Joe's, best coffee in town. Great prices for that. Of course, discounts for veterans. And then walk on over to the tobacco side and get those perfect cigars. They'll meet or beat any prices in town on tobacco. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew. Linda, of course, is working today because she's working tonight. She's got On the Spot with Linda Bot. If you want a little chaos and happiness, head on to On the Spot with Linda Bot tonight at 6 p.m. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, thanks for waiting. I am peachy.
I live in the dream.
Any time that I start out and see everybody in the North State, whether it's the Sierra Clubs and the Tea Party, locked in together into a one, inassailable mass,
a giant no
against Sacramento, you gotta love it.
You know that something's wrong.
No, you know that Sacramento has finally done it. They've united the North State.
It had to happen eventually. But, you know, what I was calling about was what you were referring to, in your last segment. You know, let the president talk. The big reason he got elected last time was because he didn't actually say anything. So now that he's actually saying things, we can see where who he really is.
Well, that's it. You get
And secondly, sorry for interrupting, but secondly, okay. Aurora has told us what common sense has told us all along. After Columbine, which is, for anybody who doesn't know, 15 miles away, after the disaster at Columbine High School, 15 miles away from Aurora, they passed a bunch of gun laws. Then 10, 12 years later, this thing happens. And the people who lived there realized the gun laws didn't do any good because it only targeted law-abiding, as you pointed out succinctly. And so what are they doing? They're buying out every gun in Aurora and the surrounding area because they finally got it. They finally understood that if you want to stay safe, you have to protect yourself and your neighbors.
And no offense to our police or sheriffs, but they are there after the fact most of the time. They are not going to be there when it happens. You've got
it's
to be able to take care of yourself.
My understanding is the Aurora police answered immediately. They were there within seconds.
Oh, I don't know if it was a second.
They were at the theater. Yeah, officers were at the theater.
You know, they were there very quickly, obviously, but how long does it take? It doesn't take long.
Seconds.
Yeah, for people to start shooting like this. And then, and rightfully so, you know, the police used to have a different way of doing it. Now they go to the sound of the guns and they go there fast. And where before they used to have to clear things and other things, but they don't do that anymore. Now they head right for the spot. But you're right, Jay. You know, you're right. You know, you can put all the onerous gun laws on this nation, and the only people that's going to obey them are the law-abiding citizens. People like this jerk aren't going to. People like the Crips and the Bloods and the, you know, Sutonos and all that, they're not going to obey the laws. They can, in fact, they love it if they think you're if you're unarmed. I mean,
well,
there's nothing to fear.
You summed it up best. I heard you say earlier, I forget when, but you said that a armed society is a polite society.
Thank you, Robert
Heinlein. Heck, if they still went back to the old days where the politicians could call each other out for duels at dawn, we'd probably have a lot more polite discourse going on, wouldn't we?
Well, you'd do that. You'd find out who the toughest guy is down in Sacramento, at least in the assembly.
It really wouldn't be fair, though, because none of the liberals know how to handle a gun. But still, you get the idea.
Well,
anyway, have a wonderful day.
Okay,
you guys take care of yourselves,
Jay,
all right?
Jay, our philosopher, our yellow taxi, yellow cab driver. Jay, thank you so much. Okay, you know what? This is...
You can't make this stuff up.
You can't be a Marine. He's somebody that's just rented the uniform for a few years. Marines have a code of conduct that would not allow them to beat up a woman or to, you know, especially a pregnant woman, but to beat up a, you know, their job is to be your best friend when you're out there in harm's way and in time of need, not to do this. So when I see Marine pleads not guilty in attack, I expect the record searchlight then to find that it says that former soldier Maurice Johannesson builds chapel. I don't think I saw that. Marine pleads not guilty in attack. Hey, get your shot in there, but I want equal treatment, record searchlight. I want every time somebody does something that's good, that's a former service person, I want that to be in the headline too. Former Marine wins legislature. Former Marine does this. No, you want to do that. You want to tar people with names when it's negative. And we've talked about this, Silas. How come I don't see former Marine, former soldier, Maurice Johannesson, senator?
Well, I would submit that there is no such thing, except in the case of dirtbags like this, as a former Marine. There are
soldiers, or they still have the uniforms on. But when you say this, Marine, first of all, a Marine does not do this. This guy is a if he did this, and I don't know if he did this because he hasn't gone to trial. If he did this, he's not a Marine. He does not meet the prerequisites that it takes to wear the uniform of the Marine or carry the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. We'll be back after news. Jim Nielsen should be calling in. He's going to be talking water tunnels. I hope he's as fired up as I am.
Fox Business Network Wall Street is rallying on some news out of Europe. Europe's central bank chief Mario Draghi is vowing to do whatever it takes to preserve the continent's monetary union. Better than expected reports on the U.S. economy are also pushing the markets higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up more than 200 points. Shares of Whole Foods are on the rise as well after the upscale supermarket chain reported better-than-expected earnings. The company also raised its earning target for the rest of the year. In addition, Whole Foods outlined plans to open up to 70 new stores over the next 2 years. That's on top of the 25 stores the grocer's opening this year. And call it twiplomacy. Nearly two-thirds of the world's leaders now have a Twitter account, according to a study by public relations firm Burson Marsteller. 16 of the group of 20 world leaders actively use the social media site to tweet about public diplomacy, and President Obama is the most followed world leader. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional, experienced, and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Marshall, are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with a thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better. On the river.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Reading Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th. Call 378-2280 for tickets.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:35 in the morning, Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bot at 6 p.m. Tune in tonight, 6 p.m. with Linda. She's got a full house. She's giving away tickets. She's got all types of things she's doing. I want to remind everybody about the CVAC, Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. That will be this Saturday, July 28th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, right next to the post office. There, it's going to begin at 5 p.m. And with the dinner program to begin at 6 p.m., they're going to do, they're going to award the Advocate of the Year to an individual, either Tom Johnson or Frank Rose. And the nominations for the group award are the Cuttlefish Base Submariners, Submariners, I should say, and the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Board. If you want tickets, just give them a call at 241-4136. And go to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We're going to have Bob Dunlap in here later, and he's going to talk about it. And, of course, Paisano Days, August 3rd and 4th. We'll talk more about that in the future. All right, do we still have the lady from the dog park here?
Well, we were troubleshooting the other problem.
Okay, I had to drop her.
Let's see if she's still there. Hello. Okay, wait a minute.
Hello.
Hello, you still there about the dog park?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Can something going on with the Benning dog park?
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Yes, this Saturday we're having a Park Appreciation Day. We'd like to let all your listeners know about if they are dog park goers, and if they're not, we'd love to invite them out at 8:30 Saturday. We're going to be out there scooping the poop, cutting grapevines, spreading some loam and decomposed granite that the city delivers for us.
Okay, well then that's, a lot of people use the Benton Dog Park. How many, do you know the numbers on it? I know there's, hundreds a week that are up there?
Oh yeah, there must be. It all depends on what time you go. There is certain times that people like to go. Of course, during the summer, more people go early in the morning and later in the evening, of course, when it's cooler. But we have people there come almost every hour of the day. There's somebody there at the dog park with their dogs, and it's interesting. Dogs have doggy friends that they look forward to meeting and playing with, so it's just really a great time for the owners and the dogs to get out there. And it is the only park in town that is an off-leash dog park where you can take your dogs off their leash and let them run and not worry about them running out into traffic, because the complete dog park is fenced.
That's right. And if you haven't been there before, you've got a large dog area and a small dog area. So you don't have to worry about a German Shepherd running over your Shih Tzu there by accident and hurting them. That's really important, because, I mean, you don't have to worry then about your small dog getting into it with a huge dog that eats it. So.
That's true. We do have the separators, or they're recuperating from surgery or whatever. Those owners will take their larger dogs into the small dog park.
They're not threats to your little dogs. And you're right. Big little dogs can go over to the big dogs park. This is not a police state. You can pretty much put your little dog wherever you want, right?
Yeah, that's true. And what we like to say, it's all about the dogs. It's not about the owners. So we want the dogs to come and have fun and play with their doggy buddies and just enjoy the dog park.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, thank you so much. Now, that's tomorrow, right, at Benton Dog Park?
No, it's Saturday.
That's what I meant, Saturday. Well, what's today, Thursday?
Thursday, that's right.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant, Saturday.
It's Saturday at 8:30 a.m. We'll be there, and we sure would like to meet some new dog owners and have some help spreading that decomposed granite.
Yes, and it keeps the place looking great. I tell you, there's chairs out there. There's water. It's a good place to take your dog. And if you're going to do that, you can go on out and help. Okay, Benton Dog Park Saturday morning at 8:30.
Yes, thanks, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to try and get Simon Nielsen's calling, but we're having problems with the sound. We're going to go get and call him back and see if we can do it this way. We'll be right back.
Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
We take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Hey, we're going to go right to our guest because we finally got the phone system. We called Assemblyman Nielsen. Okay, Assemblyman Nielsen, I know you're fired up about water.
Well, yes. I call it Jerry's pipe dream. Now it succeeds the original peripheral canal, and now it's the peripheral pipes. And they seem to be wanting to move ahead, whether or not the people of California want it. And the bottom line is, we can't afford it.
Well, now, this is the first time I've seen all the North State united, as I have here when you get all the environmentalists. You have the loggers, you have farmers, you have ranchers, you have the Sierra Club. You've got everybody standing against what they see is happening down in Sacramento.
Well, that's rightly so, and it is precedented because the Peripheral Canal did also have Central Valley farming interests, big ones, opposing it, environmentalists, and obviously Northern California. And that's why the referendum to repeal that bill was successful overwhelmingly. Now we see the same thing. There's not quite the same battle emanating out of Central California right now that there was before. But there's a new dimension to this that's even more significant, and that is the fact that the state of California, we just can't be affording things like the speed train and the peripheral tunnels. And we don't need it. We really don't need it. If you're needing to do conveying water, we are now doing it, and we're using the Delta. And I've always argued, because I was a Delta senator for a number of years representing the North and Central Delta, don't isolate the Delta from its water. And don't remove the control that we need to protect Northern California. The assurances that have been offered by the administration give me no comfort.
Well, you know, I think that they say is that there's a part in the language of this that says, oh, that we're not going to be that the people along the river will always have their rights, but. You know, as the Record Searchlight said today, as we all believe, just because it's written today doesn't mean it's going to be written tomorrow. And once this thing starts and once those tunnels start, that that the rights of the North State are going to be trampled, as you know, again.
It's possible to do that. That's the fundamental point. And I'm very familiar with the area of origin. In the 80s, when we were fighting Peripheral Canal 1, I worked very hard to get a constitutional amendment with area of origin protection language. We were not successful. However, now we, in fact, are successful. Since 2009, the new water plan that I worked so very hard on with NorCal water agencies and the Regional Council of Rural Counties, we now have, in law, the best area of origin protections that we have ever had. That said, it is my fear, as we watch the machinations of the now Delta Stewardship Council that wants to be the water czar of California, it's pretty clear to me that they are trying to circumvent the law itself, which severely limited their authority to only the Delta. They are now asserting that they can go upstream or downstream to get water for the Delta to whatever degree that they want. And they would also be disregarding that area of origin language. When I've talked to their officials about it, they kind of poo-poo it, like, yeah, we'll pay attention to it, but we'll get you water. So even with our area of origin protections, it's a little shaky, except we have firm foundation to file lawsuits to protect our water up here, and we've never had that. So that is one good thing that we have to stand on right now. But the bottom line is, if you set up this separate conveyance, it is much easier to wheel that water south, and we need to ensure that that does not happen.
Well, the, you know, the water wars have already started, as you know, up in Siskiyou County with grabs like that. Can we move on to a couple other subjects? Can I keep you
please,
here for another 15 or 20 minutes? Hey, the latest on the, you know, the high-speed rail, that's going forward. The money that was taken out of the veterans' homes, I mean, we know about that. There's not going to be any change with that kind of thing. But now realignment. We've opened up half of our, I don't know if you know this, but we've opened up half of our third floor of the jail, which means that'll probably be filled up in a couple of weeks. We're getting ready to start moving prisoners from here to other places that have openings. And today there was an article in the paper.
Is defending it, I suppose, is maybe their obligation. They've got that all dumped on their heads, and I sympathize with them, for God's sakes. Obviously, the sheriffs have the worst job in the state of California right now because of it. And they're trying to say that this thing is working. Now, if you really carefully read their statements, they're really not saying that. And they're trying to infer that crime has not gone up. Well, you ask the chief of the Redding Police Department up there, okay? Rob knows very far better, and he's talking to me about it all the time.
67%.
Sheriff Pacheco knows. Yeah. Their officers are responding to what's going on in the streets of Redding, of Shasta County, of Fresno, California. And they know what's going on, and they're the ones that I'm hearing from every day. And I'm seeing it personally up front myself on the streets. No, it is not getting better, and they're just full speed ahead trying to justify it and push it further upon us. In fact, Carl, in the budget that just passed with the one trailer bill allows sex offenders to be released from parole 1 year early.
Oh, sex offenders. Now, did they have different types of sex offenders, or was it just kind of a blanket sex offender?
Well, it's not a blanket, but the bottom line, those who have prior predicate sex offenses will be able to get released from parole 1 full year early. The whole point of this whole realignment is to get criminal offenders out of the responsibility of the state of California and dump it on our cities and our counties and our local courts.
And, you know, and the thing about it is, too, is that when we had Wes Foreman, our Shasta County Chief Probation Officer, on, he said, I've only had six people that haven't shown up, which is a good, I mean, you know, that, you know, to show, you know, to show up for, you know, for supervision. But he then said later on in the show, just kind of what you're saying, I don't know how many more out there, though, are in the system that have been arrested, and they go in on this on catch and release, and because they don't show up and have all these failures to appear, he doesn't know how many more should be coming to him. You know, so,
well, in parole, that's called absconding or being on the run. Okay, yeah. So now they're showing up. But why are they showing up? Because they have no fear that if they continue their criminality, there's going to be any consequence. So there's no risk to them to check in and say, hi, here I am, thank you very much. because they know your probation officers, there are not enough of them. There are not deputy sheriffs or police officers or parole agents to keep track of this population. There are not enough resources to put them into to help them, to rehabilitate them in the community, this great, wonderful thing that was going to happen. You ask everybody up there, how many more new rehabilitative programs does probation have available to it? How does the court have available to put people in?
Uh-huh.
No, they do not have any more. This is a formula for disaster. It's going to have to be rolled back. And the answer to it is not to fund it with our vast $45 billion tax increase in November.
Okay, we want to talk a little bit about that when we get back to Carl Lindebaugh at Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We've been talking the water and realignment. We want to talk about this new tax bill that Governor Brown really wants to pass to take some more money. We'll be back in a second.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's hot out there. It's going to get hotter. Head on down to Alliance. Give them a call, 221-2642. They believe in keeping you cool and during the heaty part of the year. Heaty, is that a word? Yes. Alliance Heating and Air, they service and repair all makes and models. They believe in the old-fashioned value of quality. in their work. They stand by their work. They're a local company. They'll do an air conditioner tune-up. They'll take care of anything. They will extend the life of your heating and air conditioning system, serving you at just the right time. This is, give them a call at 221-2642. All right, let's head on back to Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, this tax brouhaha that Governor Brown wants to foist upon all of us, what happens when this thing doesn't pass?
Well, we finally get control over government again. Hopefully then enough people in Sacramento and the governor will get it that we will not be funding a government that is broken, a budget that is broken, a budget process that does not even exist. No public input. So that, you know, we talk about something positive. Marilyn said, Jim, all we're talking about is sad things and disasters. And I said, yeah, that's about all that's going on in Sacramento, honey. But here's the hope. The citizens can rise up in a rebellion, as we had in Proposition 13 in 1978, and it really did make a change in government. And this November, the positive thing is the citizens can take back their state. And the biggest thing that needs to be taken back is not from the legislature and the governor, but from the bureaucracy. The agencies of government are utterly out of control, Carl. We've talked about it so darn much. And the people can really make a difference in this election in the United States to restore the greatness of this country again and take us out of the doldrums that we're wallowing in, and in California to get this state going back to being gold instead of tarnished.
Well, you know what? I can do nothing but agree with that. There are things that we continue to spend money on. I mean, even the people have turned against the high speed rail, and makes no difference. They don't care. They keep doing that. The people have turned against so many of these things. The people have stood up and said, "Wait a minute, what's going on with the veterans?" They don't care. It's as if they, you know, it's the whole thing is, this is what I believe in my little contingent of people, and it's what's good for me and these 10 people, and that's what way I'm going to vote. I don't understand it.
The arrogance of agencies, and there's no greater than this most recent one with the Parks and Rec Department. But
oh!
Carl,
oh! I'm sorry.
Two years ago, I undercovered with our fiscal staff, I'm the budget vice chairman, that the Department of Corrections and the Department of Mental Health has shifted one annual leave, this very thing. Now, this was in far greater numbers of dollars than one Parks and Rec. This agency is vastly bigger than Parks and Rec, so much more was at stake. And in addition, they used it to pay overtime. Instead of cutting down that annual leave and making people use it instead of bank it and then cash it out, instead of cutting down on overtime doing the management decisions, they just let it run amok, and they had been coming back every year with deficiency payments. They overspend, and then they come back, and the legislature would routinely just approve their deficiency. And I said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. So then they end run the legislature and the governor. It goes to the claims board, five people, and they approve a shift of $100
million. $100
million.
We got 1 minute left, Jim, before we break hard for the news. I know you have to go, but this Parks Department thing, $54 million, there's so many more things like this happening, isn't there?
Yeah, and finally the spotlight's going to be on it. Hey, Carl, one thing before we wrap up I'd like to note.
Yes, sir.
You know, there is going to be a political season coming, and Doug LaMalfa, our great senator, is going to be able to go to Congress, and I'm quite confident that the citizens of California, of the North State, will vote their confidence in him. And I'm looking forward to succeeding Doug in the state Senate. But I won't be on your ballot this time because my wife and I made a decision. I was not going to run for re-election to the assembly because that would be duplicative. The voters would vote their confidence in me for the assembly, and that same night I'd say, well, thanks, you just re-elected me to assembly. Tomorrow I'm going to run for the Senate. That's not keeping faith. That's not being honest with voters. So.
We're out of time.
If you want to hang on to after the break, sir, we'll finish that up.
KCNR, Shasta Reddy.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. How worried is Wall Street about Europe? Depends on the day. Recent sell-offs about debt fears over there are being wiped away by a big rally. Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal is here live.
Stocks still on a triple-digit tear, and for that, you can thank the very same thing that had sent prices down three straight days. Europe. The Dow now up 181 points. All three indexes up 1.3% or more. Traders cheering comments by the European Central Bank, saying it will do whatever it takes to save the euro. In the Dow, top gainers Merck, Home Depot, and Disney all up 2% or better. In the S&P 500, the gain's even higher. Metro PCS is up 31% today, and Akamai, the internet networking company, up 22%. Hope trumping fear right now, Dave.
Now, Dennis, it keeps getting cheaper to get a mortgage. Rates hitting new all-time lows. A 30-year fix now down to 3.49%. Freddie Mac says the 15-year loan is just 280. They'll shed more tears for Michaela Medic in Colorado today at a service remembering the 23-year-old who was massacred in a movie theater. A memorial there keeps growing.
It was so surreal, and then when you get here, it makes you wake up and you finally see that it is actually real.
Now, three hospitals treating some of the 58 wounded in the shooting rampage won't be sending them any medical bills. Al-Qaeda on the attack again in Iraq. Militants downed an army helicopter and also gunned down police officers, at least 19 dead in all, days after the terror group took credit for Monday's attacks across Iraq that killed 115. Mitt Romney's just finished a round of talks with Britain's prime minister and other government leaders, calling them
enlightening and instructive.
The Republican didn't offer many details, but did say,
I'm very delighted with the prospects of a highly successful Olympic Games.
Romney ran the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. The opening ceremonies in London are tomorrow. The Olympic torch is making the final rounds. It'll go by Buckingham Palace tonight. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
The Russians wanted to breed spy kids in America. New details coming out of the spy ring busted up a few years ago.
U.S. officials thought the uncovered ring was largely ineffectual, with many of the Russian agents being accused of gathering information on topics such as small-yield, high-penetration nuclear warheads to money laundering. But new details are emerging that the ring was more sophisticated than previously thought. According to the Wall Street Journal, many of the Russian agents had children, and it's believed that their kids were being groomed to become spies because many were born in the U.S., and it's easier to pass background checks. One minor has apparently already acknowledged that he was being groomed to spy and was ready for the challenge. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
Now, there's a lot of death and anger in China.
Unusually heavy rain flooded Beijing streets.
Like a waterfall. Look at this.
Authorities earlier saying only 3 dozen people died. Today correcting that to 77, apparently after distrusting residents began to compile their own lists of the dead. They're angry too with the lack of storm planning, although China's government is now pledging to spend millions of dollars on better drains in future. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A tunnel of a coal mine in southwest China has collapsed. 40 workers are trapped underground. It's a whodunit, and a why was it done? In the kidnapping of the mother of baseball legend Cal Ripken Jr., who was held for 24 hours.
Mrs. Ripken was located unharmed in her vehicle in close proximity to her residence. At that time, she was assessed by local paramedics from the Aberdeen Fire Department, where she was not found to be injured, and at this time she is resting with her family.
Aberdeen Police Chief Henry Trabert, the suspect, they don't know and they're still looking for, drove her around in her own vehicle before dropping her and the car off later. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:05 in the morning, July the 26th. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is not here because she's got her show tonight. On Thursday, she's always not here. Always getting ready for a show. On the spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. We've got Assemblyman Jim Nielsen on. He was going to leave right before the hour, but he's making an announcement. I think it's really important that people need to hear and know the reasons why. Assemblyman, welcome back.
Yes, well, I just wanted to let the folks know why my name did not appear on their June ballot. I had taken out papers to run for re-election to the State Assembly, hoping for the confidence and trust of the citizens again. And Doug LaMalfa then had the opportunity to run for Congress when Congressman Herger decided to step down now after his long years of good service. And Marilyn and I prayed about it and decided that that's something that I'd like to seek the confidence and trust of the voters to return to the California State Senate to occupy the seat Doug now holds. It would be a special election to serve the last 2 years of Doug's term. That's the way it would work out. But we also made the decision that I would not then run for re-election. I'd already taken out my papers in Tehama County and had all the signatures to run. But I felt that that would be not keeping faith with the voters, that they would re-elect me that November night, 6th, and then I'd say, thank you, you just re-elected me, now I'm running for something else, and it's going to cost you citizens $1 million to replace me in a special election. With me not running, there will not then need to be a special election for that assembly seat, and they would be spared that enormous cost, and those counties cannot afford it. And so we keep the faith in doing that, so... we'll be that's yet to come.
Does it mean you get a couple days off?
No, there's no days off. I'm still serving as your second district assemblyman right up to the end, and there's many, many tasks ahead. I'm still the vice chairman of budget committee, and up to my ears in that. We'll be back in session here in another week or so, and a whole lot of more shenanigans we'll be talking with you about.
All right.
The positive thing, though, we'll end it on that. Well, gee, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the Olympic Games. They're a wonderful, wonderful coming together of great athletes and wonderful competition.
Hey Jim,
we can enjoy.
Yeah, hey Jim, I don't know if you know this, but one of the players on the U.S. team, soccer team, women's soccer team, comes from right here in Reading.
Rapinoe.
And she was on the TV last night. Yeah, last night when they won, they beat the French.
I've had the good pleasure of meeting she and her family.
A hometown girl that's doing great in the world of international soccer. Okay, hey, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, thank you so much for being on, talking about the water and the nefarious practices of some of our institutions down there in Sacramento. And have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Sure. We'll see some of you Saturday night at the NRA dinner in Reading.
Yeah, that's
good
right.
Good day, folks.
You bet. Okay, we've got Susan Eastman here from our Wells Fargo advisor. Susan, things getting better back on the East Coast?
They look better today. Well, the stocks are rallying this morning. After positive economic news, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 161 points at 12,837. The S&P 500 is positive 15 points at 1353. The Nasdaq Composite is up 30 points at 2884. Some of the biggest movers on the NASDAQ: Western Digital up $7.52, trading at $39.99. Microsoft positive 36 cents at $29.19 per share. Apple down 23 cents at $5.74.74. Local stocks of interest: AT&T positive 67 cents at $35.98. Pacific Gas and Electric up 72 cents at $45.62. Tesco's positive 76 cents at a 52-week high of $71.06. Treasuries are lower along the curve, with the 10-year note priced to yield 1.42%, the 30-year bond 2.47. Over to commodities, gold is up $6.50 at $16.19 per ounce. Silver's positive 11 cents at 27. Crude oil up 84 cents, trading at $89 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan Eastman, thank you so much. If you need help going through the intricacies of the stock market, go down and see Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. She's going to help you out. She's going to give you the greatest advice you can get. We're going to take a quick break here. We come back. We're going to talk with Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Officer here, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We'll have him here for a while, talk about the things that are going on in new programs, and then we got a bunch of other things to talk about today. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
For nearly 20 years, SCVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, has recognized individuals and groups for outstanding advocacy efforts for our veterans. The 2012 CVAC Awards Banquet is this Saturday, July 28th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading, with social hour at 5 p.m. and a dinner and program starting at 6. A roast beef and chicken dinner will be prepared by Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and is included with your $12 ticket. Entertainment for this special evening, saluting our veterans and those who advocate for them, includes a brand new song by local musician Chris McCandless. You're invited to attend this special event this Saturday evening at the Reading Vets Hall. Tickets are available by calling CVAC President Julie Clausen at 241-4126 or stop by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office on Shasta Street in Reading.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. 8:14 in the morning, July the 26th. What's the weather there, Bad Bob? We haven't given that for a while. It's going to get up to 98 degrees today. Am I helping you?
Highs in the mid-90s, lows in the 60s. More of the same tomorrow. Currently in Reading, we are looking at about, drum roll please, as the page reloads, at 73 degrees. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, tonight is pizza night in Anselmo Vineyards. Go on up there. Handmade pizza is put into a wood fired oven. You're not going to find any better quality or better tasting pizzas than up there tonight at Anselmo Vineyards. Plus, they have other items on their menu. And, of course, their regular dinners and lunches on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with music. Give them a call, 474-5546. Plus, there's more. Horseback riding. They take out hour-long rides, up to two-hour-long rides in the beautiful countryside up there. You can go and see the falls. You can see all the different things up there at Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company. 474-5546 and Anselmo Vineyards. Wow. See, what else? Our guest, Bob Dunlap. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, people say, well, you have so much stuff on veterans and all that. Well, you know what? You know why? Is, you know, veterans are getting a raw deal in many times. A lot of times they are being taken care of but they're being supported in the highest manner. I can't say enough about the VA clinic. I can't say enough about Bob Dunlap and his people working so hard. The different organizations that are helping. Sometimes, though, the government lets us down. and, you know, the veterans home. I can't even say anything else about the veterans. I don't even know what else to say about it. The fact is that they looked us in the eye and said, you people deserve to open up these homes that are built already, by the way. If you haven't been out there, they're beautiful. But, and then in the dark of night, stabbed us in the back. I mean that. Stabbed us in the back and took the money away. So it's government. It's the bureaucracy that takes, that doesn't look after the veterans. And the organizations, the further away you get from the flagpole, the better it is. It's just like it is in the service. But there's a lot of things going on where veterans help themselves or help other veterans. And this weekend, CVAC.
CVAC, good example, Carl. It's an annual banquet that that CVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, puts on to honor veterans, to honor those people who have really gone above and beyond, and for no pay. I mean, these are people that are they're volunteering to do this, that are being honored, and groups that have volunteered to do great things for veterans. So it's going to be a wonderful banquet evening. Rob Burrows, who was a former restaurateur, is going to put on the meal, and he does a great job. The cost is $12. I mean, you can't beat that. You can't go to a sit-down meal like that anywhere for $12 and get what Rob Burrows is going to put on for us. And the right thing to do, that's really what it comes down to.
And I have two tickets for this. I have two tickets for this dinner. For Saturday night, you get there around 5. I think the dinner starts around 6. That's a social hour, is at 5, and then so you can start eating somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have two tickets if you call 605-4567 to go on down there. And what it does, it honors those who have helped veterans around here. And it's going to be a great meal. It's not going to take you all night, and it gets you into the gets you there for the dinner. If you have any questions about the Shasta County Veterans Advocates Dinner, Affiliated Council and the Advocates Dinner, you can give Julie Clausen a call at 241-4136, or they can pick up tickets from your office.
That's right. We do have some tickets remaining in our office at 1855 Shasta Street, or you can call the office just to make sure we have them, and that's 225-5616.
Okay, so I've got two tickets to the Veterans Advocate of the Year Banquet. Give us a call at 605-4567. Okay, what else is going on?
Oh, all kinds of things going on in the world of veterans, Carl. The thing on the top of my list is a new program that essentially extends GI Bill benefits that may have expired 10 or 20 years ago for those folks that waited past their 10-year point or have already used their GI Bill benefits. Well, this VRAP program, and the VRAP stands for the Veterans Retraining Assistance Program. What this does is it helps our unemployed veterans and allows them to go back to school, pays for tuition, books, any fees. But the veteran has to be unemployed and has to be otherwise eligible for the GI Bill benefits. And it's a very simple application process. There's essentially two targets. One of them has passed. It was in the 1st of July. The next one is in October. But we can give information about the VRAP program at our office.
Okay, let's go over this again. So if they've been in, I was in the, when I got out of the service the first time, I had 10 years to use my GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if I didn't use it in that 10 years, it's 4 years of education, essentially. I can go back in now and apply for it?
That's right. That's right.
And now let me ask you another question. Because I went back in for a year, over a year, in 06 and 07, I was told that that started it all over again.
Now you have 15 years because you retired after 2003. So, yeah, you have 15 years to use your GI Bill benefit.
So, but I get the full 4 years, even though I was only on for a year.
That's correct. That's right. So, here's the qualifications for our veterans.
Yahoo!
35 years of age up to 60 years of age. Now, that might shoot you out of the water. So 35 to 60, be enrolled in education or training after 1 July 2012 in a VA-approved program, not be employed, and not be eligible for VA unemployable benefits at the 100% point.
So if I've got a job,
mm-hmm.
which I do, I'm over 60, I can't use the benefits that I've earned.
You don't get to play. It's for those folks that are unemployed and have exhausted their GI Bill benefits and are within that age group. So it's not for you, Carl, but it's for a lot of people.
It is for a lot of people that can go on back, and that's really important,
that's
is that they've, you know, especially now that they can go back, they can get these, you know, they thought, well, I can't use those anymore. Before they couldn't. Now they can. They can get training in welding. They can get training in heavy equipment, those kind of things to help get them a job.
Absolutely. Or they can go back to school and get their bachelor's degree. Yeah.
We got to take a break here. We're going to come back. That's really big. I've heard the VRAP before, and I kind of was, I knew I was ineligible for that. The question I had was because of my lifestyle and what I was doing, moving around so much in different countries, is that being able to use my other educational benefits. But now I understand, because going back in, that works for me.
That's right.
But I really encourage people that if you've been out there and, you know, gosh, I need to get a new job, I need something, to come on down and talk to Bob Dunlap. We'll be right back. The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available, as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1464 On the Spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Bob. Linda is getting ready for the show tonight, and she's not here on Thursdays because on Thursday night she has On the Spot with Linda Bott, and that's what she does. Her contract only calls for 1 hour on Thursdays, and even though I've paid her half, I couldn't pay her the other half. So she is, but her, Linda Bott, is still going to do the show, even though I only paid her half of her contract this time. I think that's, you know, I think that's good of her. Bad Bob is in a real contest, in a typing contest with Indie Guy, and he made you quit.
Fine, he can enjoy his victory.
Indie Guy wins.
Refused to argue. Yeah. Never mind.
Sun Gold beat Indie Guy yesterday, and Indie Guy beats Bad Bob today in the chat room. I love it.
He can gloat.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Speaking of glowing, we're talking about Joe and Shelley. They glow because they give great deals on Espresso Joe's. They have finest coffees for the best prices there, discounts for veterans, which is really important, and you can walk next door and get the lowest prices in town on tobacco products. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And what else can I say about that? Except 2143 Hilltop Drive, they're our neighbors, been in business 35 years, and they do great things for our community, our veterans. So head on down there. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, and from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. He is the head of that. And one of the things you wanted to make a distinction of is the difference between our state VA and Shintaki.
Yeah, Secretary Shinseki of the Veterans Affairs Office in Washington. And Secretary Shinseki is a severely disabled combat wounded veteran himself, four-star general, retired. I think he has the best interest of our veterans at heart, although other people in government might not, and we see that through legislation and speeches and whatnot. But Secretary Shinseki has proposed several increases in veterans' benefits and new programs for our veterans. And one of those programs is designed to help our veterans when they leave the service and be prepared for civilian occupation. Formerly, when I got out, I had to go through a transition assistance program, and I tried to stay awake through 3 days of briefings, but it really didn't do anything to prepare me for civilian life. And I was a little more prepared because I had spent 26 years in the Air Force, and I knew what I was doing, knew where I wanted to go. But some of the folks that serve 3 or 4 years and they want to go back into civilian life, they're really not prepared. Secretary Shinseki, I think, has realized that, and he has partnered with the Department of Labor, Education, Homeland Security, as well as other departments, to get them involved in a new transition program called Transition GPS. It extends the program from 3 days to 7 days. And it gives them some no-kidding skills and certifications on what they did in the military, which will be transferable to civilian life.
You know, that's really important because you can go through different programs and say, this is, if this is what you did in the military, this is what this, equates to. You can even get college credits for this.
That's
so
right.
If you put it all in one spot, so when that young Marine or soldier, sailor, airman leaves, he can have this in his hand. He can have a package in his hand. Yeah, it starts him off, and I think, I applaud that.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it's wonderful.
Has it started yet?
Let's see.
It doesn't need to be funded by President Obama, who doesn't like veterans.
No, it is official.
It's official. Okay.
Yeah, the information was released on the 23rd of July, so it's a new program, and they'll institute that right away.
Oh, okay. So, do they have to pay for it themselves?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
And it is required attendance before they separate from the service. And one of the neat things that part of the Transition GPS is they give them some very good information about their veterans' benefits. The briefing will include some of the veterans' benefits. If you were injured while you were in service, if you had some other type of disability exposure to something, here's how you submit a claim. Go to your veterans' service office and bring documentation. Well, all the steps on how to do that. So our folks leaving the service will be
didn't
schooled
say a
on
word
that.
To us about that. In fact, when I retired the first time, they did. It's the guy that came, the only one that really made an impression on us was a guy who came in from the VA and said, "My boss just died of colon cancer. Get a colonoscopy before you leave." And he kept pounding on that. And you know what? I don't remember another thing about anything else that was said for us, as we were leaving. And at that point, I had 29 years in, so you're right. I kind of knew what I was doing. I would have been hired to go some other world, place in the world. But I went down to the clinic on base, or the hospital on base, said, I need to sign up for this, for a colonoscopy. He goes, "You're the fifth person that's been in here today. What's going on out there?" And we told him, "Hey, this guy down there is, he pounded. He didn't say another word about our benefits except go get one." But you're absolutely right. They need to be told these things because they're not, they made it so dry. So if you have people there from like AMVETS or the VFW there to talk, say, this is what you need to do, it helps them at least start. Which, when we go into our next half, I want to talk about, it's a painful subject, but the amount of claims, the number of claims
sure.
we have and
you
why
bet.
We're backed up. And this is an important thing too, is the difference in the claims from this generation, the last 10 years of war, and the ones from before, which explains part of the reason we have a backup. but not the whole reason.
No, that's only a very small part of it.
A small part of it. That's right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is our guest. We're going to talk about why the claims are backed up, but what you can do about that. And we've got a lot of other things we're going to be talking about. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Wall Street does a 180 on Europe. All the debt fear that dragged stocks down for days has turned into optimism.
The Dow was up over 200 points a little while ago. We've had all 30 Dow components in the green. And today it's all about Europe, but in a good way, where you had Mario Draghi and all the EU ministers, the finance ministers, talking about how they're going to save the euro and ready to do just about anything in order to do that.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides at the New York Stock Exchange, with the Dow's up 177. Fewer Americans lined up for new unemployment last week. First-time jobless claims fell to 353,000. That's a drop of 35,000, the biggest decline in a year and a half, though the government says that could be a seasonal fluctuation. Another massacred moviegoer will be remembered in Colorado today, a service for Michaela Medic.
Our hearts just really break for the people that have suffered.
She's at a growing memorial site near the theater in Aurora. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Silent Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bacheli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park, to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, July the 26th. 73 degrees, going to go up in the 90s today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live, KCNR1460.com. There is no such thing as chemtrails. There are no, okay, let's all say it. There is no such thing as chemtrails.
All right. Okay, never mind.
No, that's another subject. We're going to get somebody that believes in chemtrails. We're going to get him here in the studio. And if he can prove to me, if he can show me empirical proof that there are chemtrails, I will give him $100 right here. Put it in his hand if you can prove it. All right. Okay. Enough of this chemtrail stuff. We got enough time. We've got enough problems with Obama. Now, speaking of good things, we've got Bob Dunlap. Wait a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by, this is what happens. No wonder at the end I'm trying to put in three commercials in 1 minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. And I know they don't believe in chemtrails. Well, maybe, maybe Tim does. I'm not sure. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. Great place to get your haircut. All right, Bob Dunlap is our guest. And I know that the phones are ringing right now because of chemtrails. I can just tell you because I mentioned chemtrails. It is a five-day show, chemtrails. Bob, we've got a lot of our warriors coming back home, getting out of the service. Our VA is backed up, what, almost a million still?
Almost a million, 950,000.
Well, it's gotten even more than from the first time we talked about it.
Oh, absolutely. It goes more up every week.
Every week it gets more. What was the major reason we got so far behind?
There's no one major reason.
No major reason, okay.
It's a conglomeration of four or five different things. And you can look at these individually and put your own priority on them, but our citizens are living longer today than they were 10 or 15 years ago when the VA was a relatively efficient system where you put your claim in a couple of months you got your claim approved. Mm-hmm. So the people are living longer. People are living beyond their nest egg. They had planned on and having enough money for retirement into their 60s and maybe early 70s. Now they're in their 80s and 90s, and they've outlived their nest eggs.
And the economy helped destroy that nest
egg. That's another one. And the economy, it affects all people, not just our senior retirees, but it affects our junior folks as well. We've had the longest prolonged period of war in the nation's history, and more veterans are coming back into the system.
Yeah, people don't realize. See, people talk about Vietnam and all this. Now, we had much heavier casualties in Vietnam, that's for sure. But this is, we've been in war since 2001.
That was since 1991. You know, the Gulf War started there, and there's no declaration of cessation. So the Gulf War has essentially lasted since then.
Okay, well, all right. Okay, I see what you're saying on that. But I'm thinking of this of our latest, you know, really when we got up and people left and they're still being killed every day up there. So, okay.
So what that does is that puts more claims into the system, and the VA claim system was not beefed up to handle those factors that I just talked about, the economy, the living longer, the better health not working.
It's kind of like you fastened on the extra armor onto the Humvees. All right, Humvees, which is our way of getting around in the service, when they started fastening all the armor on, bolting armor on to save people because of the IEDs. So what that did was, you bolted on a bunch of armor, which actually made them top heavy, put a turret on them, made them top heavy, made them less safe, and made the doors, if you were hit, the doors would buckle and you couldn't get people out of there.
It was slower.
So what it was is instead of redesigning the vehicle, which is what we begged for years, redesigning the vehicle to take the blast, they just bolted things on in a quick way to try and do something, probably save some lives, but in the long run, extended the bad stuff. Is this what's happening with our VA system?
That's a good analogy. Good analogy. Here's what has happened at the Oakland Regional Office. Congress finally got involved. Congress says we need to do three things. We need to change the leadership at the Oakland Regional Office because it's a leadership issue there. They weren't been able to keep up with the demand of claims. Number two is we need to train those folks who are adjudicating claims, who are deciding claims, and they determined that there was just not enough knowledge at the Oakland Regional Office to take care of those claims. And number three is we need to farm out some of those claims that are stuck in Oakland. So they did that. They actually started that a couple of months ago. New leadership in the regional office. They took the entire month of June off in training. and they farmed out or brokered out some of those claims that have been languishing there for sometimes years to Phoenix, Arizona, to Lincoln, Nebraska, to Muskogee, Oklahoma, and those places which weren't so severely backlogged are now handling those claims. It seems to be working. My personal claim with the VA has gone to Muskogee. They're working that one. It's been languishing for about 9 months.
They don't use marijuana in Muskogee? Is that the one? Is that why yours was sent there?
It could be.
Okay.
Thank you,
okay,
Merle.
So in other words, yeah, I mean, you know, I think they have a picture of Merle standing there by the sign smoking the joint too, but I'm not sure. Okay, so things have started in that direction.
They have some fixes in place.
Right. Now, when I come back, I want to talk about, though, the number of claims that we see, the differences between our vets coming back out of the war on terror, this last segment of this long war we're in, and what we saw in the past. And this another thing, this is another concern I have, and I think that people need to know about this. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott, a night of ticket giveaways and fun with her at 6 o'clock, 8:42 in the morning. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Make every day a vacation day at Wind River Casino and play the group therapy Swipe to Win. Here you have a chance to win a 2012 Bennington patio boat. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Make this patio boat you and your friends' relaxation station for the summer. Giving away over $40,000 in prizes. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Take the whole group. Fun in the sun for everyone. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play or free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, July 31st at 9:30 p.m., where you can win your very own Bennington patio boat. Free slot play or free gas. Summer therapy for the whole group. For details on Wind River's group therapy Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Bennington patio boat. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. It's better on the river.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood, deck, or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Go to supercleanroof.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bach. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. What can I say? Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. These are your local guys selling you great vehicles. They've got a car, truck, or SUV to fit everybody's need. New, previously owned, they don't care. They've got the deal. You need to go down there. They're local. They're your neighbors. They're going to give you a great deal. And then they're going to service those vehicles like they were their own. That's right. I can't say enough about it. Every time I would bring my F-150 down there, they treated it so well, and they treated me so well. That's Crown Motors. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. They will make it a great customer experience for you. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We've been talking, some things are going on about the good things going on with the Veterans Department at the federal level about helping our people transition back into civilian life. New ways of doing it, a 7-day program to help them to ease that transition, helping them with jobs, school, and all this. Then we talked about the backup. Now they're starting to do things about the backup of cases, even though there's still a million and rising every week. One of the things that concerns me, and I was really surprised to see this, and was that our troops coming back now, where in World War II and Korea, Vietnam, you would see claims of that 1 to 4 different things that may be impacting on that service person. Now we're seeing 11 to 15 claims. What's the difference?
And they're not frivolous claims either.
No, I didn't say that. But what's the difference?
So I'm just making sure we know the distinction. These aren't frivolous claims. These folks are not making up new conditions that our Vietnam vets didn't have. Our Vietnam vets, our World War II vets, may have had some problems. But I think it was that mindset where they left the service, they melded back into society, and they went about their business. Even though some of them were treated terribly when they came back. So now, with the Iraq, Afghanistan returnees, they're being told that you have some veterans benefits, you have some health care availability for you. And boy, if you sprain that ankle 2 years ago and you're still limping on it, you got the basis for some care there. And your country owes you for that because you did that while you were on active
duty.
You
were injured while on active duty. You know what? You need to be treated for that, and you should not have to pay for that out of your own insurance or your own funds, no matter what President Obama thought a few years ago. This should be paid for because this was part of the deal. When you defend your country, you get injured, the country takes care of you.
And you know, we were talking during the break here, Carl, about another injury that's done the disability that is now very prevalent, and that's TBI, or traumatic brain injury. And this was this is relatively a new field of medicine, and they really don't know yet what all the implications of TBI are on how to diagnose it. We have a few centers that can diagnose it. But 30 years ago, you know, or 40 or 50 years ago, you left service and you got your bell rung while you were in the service. So, okay, you had a problem. Thank you very much for your service. Now, if you're in a Humvee and it hits an IED and you're blown up to the ceiling and bounced back down into your seat and you can't hear right for 2 or 3 days, well, doggone it, there's something else going on there, something that may be long-term, very lasting disability. So now the VA is recognizing that, and they're providing some help for our TBI disabled veterans.
Well, they asked me all the questions, and they said, we need you to go to the next step to be evaluated down in Sacramento. Or at this and this, but we want you to drive down to Sacramento and be looked at.
Right.
You know, a lot of times you're not going to do that. But the thing is that these 11 to 15, it's the average now is something, right? I mean, we say that you might have had something before, like, you know, injuries, sprained ankle, busted out knee, been wounded, things like that. Now they're finding other things besides the TBI, which is very serious. Post-traumatic stress, I think, is probably more prevalent than
That's
before.
Right.
Because it seems like it's almost become almost everybody. Or am I wrong about this? What is the percentage that we're talking about with post-traumatic stress?
I don't know what the percentage is.
I would like to find out what's the percentage of our returning veterans, all of them, that have post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, I think the difference we're finding now is that folks are not ashamed to say that they witnessed something horrific and it's causing them problems now, as opposed to our Vietnam vets who returned and witnessed something horrific but were suppressed or didn't want to talk about it. They felt bad enough about being spit on when they came back into San Francisco after their deployment. So they didn't want to talk about it. And now they're finding that there is a possibility for some help there. So they are coming out and saying, gosh, you know, I witnessed this horrific incident or these series of incidents, and it's causing me problems now. And, you know, can you help me? And our Iraq, Afghanistan returnees are right off the bat saying, this is bothering me.
Well, they come up to you. They're very upfront with you when they come back. When I came back in 07, they sat down and talked to us about it. Everybody, E7 and above, was counseled individually. E6 and below were in groups of 20. But this whole thing about post-traumatic stress. Now, you know, my question about post-traumatic stress for me is not that it's not real, because it is real. is what was the baseline before people came into the service? I mean, do we ever do a baseline? I mean, we give them a physical, but do we? But we don't see. I mean, we find out if their knees are okay, their ankles, and all that. And we're pretty good about that. But do we say where they're coming from in their past life? What if they'd come from a childhood that had been abusive, mm-hmm. Or there'd been death in their family, and all this? It's things you don't ask those questions, and that doesn't manifest itself. But then you spend time in a service, it just exacerbates something that was already there.
It could very well. I witnessed several horrific incidents while I was in service, and I can say it doesn't bother me today. You know, I can leave that in the back part of my mind. I'm not affected by it. Other folks are affected by it. So it's not whether you can do it. It's really what's happening to you and how it affects you as an individual.
Yeah.
And I don't think these people are playing that card benefits.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying is that so many of our people come back with post-traumatic stress, including people that weren't even in combat. I mean, they're claiming post-traumatic stress because they saw coffins going by.
Yeah.
I mean, when they were in a different country completely. Those are kind of the questions I wonder about. If the post-traumatic stress is real, was it there for a long time? Or was it because the 4 years they were there in the service?
Yeah. And the Code of Federal Regulations has not changed on the definition of post-traumatic stress or the levels of disability. It's just now that that doctors are saying this person really should be at a 50% as opposed to a 10%, and more people are being rated higher.
I think people, they're learning more, just like they are about every bit. You know, medicine has gotten so much more complete when it comes to combat injuries, because and it happens every time there's a war. We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is with us. We're talking about post-traumatic stress, and we're going to, you know what, we're going to have a show on just post-traumatic stress. We have some people that want to come in and talk about that, and we're going to do that. We'll be right back.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. man made better.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by an American icon. No, not Bad Bob. Reading Harley-Davidson, established in 1977 right here, of course, in the city of Reading, by David and Robin Wright. But now Eric and Jessica, Ernie and Jessica, have taken it over and are running it, of course, so well. You want a Harley-Davidson, go out to 1268 Twin View Boulevard, throw your leg over one, and ride. And ride, and I promise you that it can change your life if you let it. Take that motorcycle out. Get your knees in the wind there. Ride down the road on that Harley. And I know you're going to like it. 1268 Twin View Boulevard. They've got financing available for you. And not only that, not only do they have all the bikes, then they take care of the bikes. And again, you know, I don't do these personal things unless I've used the people. We've had people that have been trying to get on for a while. So, but I use Redding Harley Davidson. They take care of my bike. They take care of it really well. And they've got everything you possibly could want to make your ride a success. Give them a call at 241-7117. Remember, experience the ride, live the dream, Redding Harley Davidson. Bob Dunlap's our guest here from the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Okay, the big thing though, we got to get people into the system. How do we do that?
That's right. And the, really, the conduit for any entry into the VA system is your local veteran service office. We don't take money for our services. We provide services for the veterans, for their dependents. If you think that you're eligible for health care in the VA clinic, really the first stop is our office, because we can help you determine whether you are eligible. Drop the paperwork if you are, and all you got to do is take the paperwork over to the clinic and get registered over there. So really the first stop is your local veteran service office, and every county in California is represented by a veteran service office. You know, we take care of our Shasta County veterans. Tehama County has an office, Trinity, Siskiyou, Lassen, all of our neighboring counties have their own offices. But that really is stop number one to determine your benefits.
And your phone number?
225-5616.
And your location again?
We are at 1855 Shasta Street in the old library building, but we're on the north side. If you go in the old library entrance, that's the DA's office. So go around to the north side on Shasta Street, 1855.
You've got a flag out in front, and yeah. Paintings, and you've got a
monument to our missing veterans. You bet.
And you've got a place where you can park your bicycles here too. Okay, there's success stories. Tell us this. Tell us one. Let's end on success story.
Yeah, I love success stories. We had a veteran come back. Army veteran came back because of the things he witnessed. They caused him problems. The Army put him on some heavy medication. Narcotic type medication. That medication caused some other problems, and it just steamrolled. He had a less than honorable conduct discharge when he separated, got out, came to our office, and the VA says, well, because you don't have an honorable discharge, we can't provide you health care, so go fish. We were able to help him to get a diagnosis for his post-traumatic stress disorder, and through that get him health care in the clinic. So we got a little bit of health care for him, but we got him into the VA claim system as well. Long story short, almost 2 years later, he's rated at 100% disabled. Money helps, but he's getting health care in every area, even dental care. And he's really doing much, much better. You couldn't tell him from a well-oriented member of society that never was exposed to anything. The clinic is helping him. The people in the clinic are doing wonderful things for him. We might have a goofed up system, you know.
We do have on a big scale. It is right. Goofed up. It's horribly, but the people inside the system are making it work.
Wonderful care providers, and yeah. He's doing really well. So
okay. Well, you know what? Thanks a lot, Bob, for being here today. Because, you know, you say I don't have very much here, but there's so many different things that touch in that help. Tomorrow, Larry Lees, our Shasta County Chief Administrative Officer, is going to be here. There's so many things we want to talk about. Just remember, too, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. When the Europe Central Bank talks, Wall Street listens, and today that means stocks are rising. Fox Business Network's Adam Shapiro is live in New York.
Ron, all but two of the Dow 30 are trading higher at this hour, Caterpillar and Alcoa, the holdouts. What they like is the European Central Bank president who promised to do whatever was necessary to save the Eurozone. And that triggered a rally on stock exchanges worldwide. Investors believe the ECB will once again purchase government debt issued by struggling European countries like Spain. Here in the United States, the Dow shot up at the opening bell on those comments and predictions the U.S. Federal Reserve will do something similar to the ECB in the near future. Right now, the Dow is up 161 points. Ron?
Adam, it was the destination for a package filled with details about last week's massacre that killed 12 moviegoers in Colorado. The people who reportedly didn't open the package from suspected gunman James Holmes have issued a statement saying it's not so.
The universe.